Hey, Mark here, and I'm calling in before today's episode with a little favour to ask, if I may, please. You see, today I'm changing the format of the podcast accelerator. I'm trialling a longer form deep dive episode, real specific actionable takeaways, and introducing my recommended podcast tool of the week. Now, the format is ever so slightly different. It is a little bit longer. And during this episode, which is a huge deep dive, massive piece of free podcast education, during this episode, I'm going to break off for about 90 seconds to recommend a podcasting tool that I think will help you. And at the end, stick around because there's a new section at the end, which is three actionable takeaways that you can implement today based on today's deep dive. So let me know what you think of this new format, please. That's the favour that I'm asking. You can do that on Twitter at Mr. Asquith. And you can get the written version of this over on my Twitter profile as well. Once again, that's at Mr. Asquith. And enjoy this episode of the Podcast Accelerator. I've been lucky enough to speak on stages all over the world thanks to podcasting. From educating at Harvard University to delivering a TEDx talk and speaking at the biggest podcasting conferences on the planet. But during all of that time, I haven't once scripted a talk. Not once, not even my TEDx. But in January, I began scripting my Monday podcast episodes. If I can speak on some of the world's biggest stages without scripting, why did I start scripting my short form podcast, especially after 1300 plus episodes? Well, that's what I'm going to teach you today here on the Podcast Accelerator. I'm your host, Mark Asquith, CEO and founder here with Captivate.fm, the world's only growth-oriented podcast host. So if you're thinking to yourself, Marco, I want to work with a hosting platform that really cares about my growth and that releases features that actually help me to grow, then I urge you to give Captivate a whirl. You can do that for free on us at Captivate.fm. Also, just a quick shout out to the team at Aweber, my email marketing platform of choice, who just last week published a fantastic new feature that allows you to design, build, and edit Canva images from directly within your email. So imagine this, you script an email out, you type an email out, you think you've nailed it, you do the edit, it's ready to send, but the picture that you put in isn't quite right anymore because you've tweaked the content. Ordinarily, you'd need to go to Canva, you'd need to change that image, you'd need to download it and re-upload it, which is a complete pain in the neck. Well, not anymore. Directly in Aweber, you can edit and produce your images that link perfectly and wonderfully into Canva. So go and check it out. It's just one more reason why Aweber should be your email marketing platform. And if you're a podcaster, you must be building an email list. So go and try it for free without a credit card at markasquith.com/Aweber. When I wrote my TEDx talk, and actually when I've written any talk in the past for any event that I've spoken at, I've always started with the outcome that I want to deliver. With my TEDx, it was choose happiness, choose control. That's my destination, the place that I'm taking you, the viewer, or the listener to. And my process is to work backwards from that by, in my mind and then on post-it notes all over the wall, spending days and sometimes weeks thinking of the connective tissue between opening the talk and delivering that outcome. I like to tell stories, so I tend to develop a salient point for each beat of my talk and then connect those with anecdotes and tales from my past in life or business so that I can take the viewer or the listener on a journey with me, painting a picture during every scene so that they can relate and recall each of the points on the journey to the outcome. Then my process is to simply get really good at telling each of those stories individually and working hard on making the connective tissue between them work to the very best of its ability so that I feel natural switching between those stories, connecting them together, not in a scripted way, but in a way where I know the path between them. It's not scripting, and in fact, if you look hard at my TEDx, I do waver off topic a tad. I've put the link in the show notes right here, actually. And like I said, I do waver off topic just a little bit, which I couldn't have done if I had a script. I would have memorized it so much, but I knew my stories and my destination, plus my connective bridges between each story so very well that unless I tell you where that wavering is, you'll be very hard pushed to find it. I've spent years and years working on public speaking and have honed that technique over those years, and podcasting has helped. And that's why today I'm going to tell you, look, there's no pride to be had in winging it. When I started podcasting, I had an interview podcast. You can still find it if you search for me in your podcast app. And back in 2013, I had a really bulletproof process where the guests would pretty much give me the talking points and the actionable takeaways for each episode. And it worked really well. My show notes were almost written for me. But I'd still spend 20 minutes before each episode researching every single guest so that I could take them into places that they'd never been on a podcast before. I could take them to places where other hosts had never taken them. And that was why, I believe, they would often tell me, Mark, that's the best interview that I've ever done. I enjoyed it so much because I was taking them to places that they'd never been. I was doing my work. I was doing my research as an interviewer. So when I stopped my interview podcast in 2016 and went solo, I actually went the other way. I went back to winging it. I was winging it. I'd done 150 episodes and it was refreshing to wing it. After all, I'd been plying my trade for a long time and could and still can wax lyrical about business, podcasting, startups, life in business all day long. I can produce episodes without ever running out of steam and without ever finding myself short on things to chat through. The most preparation I ever did for an episode was a few bullet points, which I know so many hosts do, and there's nothing wrong with that. It actually works really, really well. But I had this base framework, these bullet points, but I didn't have a script. And that meant that, just like you're taught in media training, I could go through and I could make sure to hit the beats that I wanted to, whilst also making sure to keep that open, fairly unedited style that people like about me and my brand, this style that I'm delivering right now. That hasn't changed. I don't edit these episodes. It's still what people value about how I deliver content. But it's not really the fact that I don't edit that people value. It's something else. In this growing podcasting world, I didn't think that that approach was good enough. I didn't think it was good enough. I was bulleting, I wasn't editing, and that's all right, I still don't edit. And because I wanted to get better for you, I wanted to up my game because you, the listener or the viewer or the reader, anyone consuming my content deserve more. I wanted to up my game and I wanted to keep my style and my brand. This kind of off the cuff, you know, sometimes I leave a little cough in there, you know. It's this conversational style that so many people value about this particular podcast. So what I did was I started looking into what made great content truly great. And it was clear that it's a mix of planning and delivery. Planning and production, that's it. How you plan something to be a great story or to deliver a genuine tale, and then how you deliver it in your inimitable style is what gives you your edge, your brand, and your own memorable content. And as I was looking into this deeper, I found that more and more podcasters were going the other way. They're wearing the I don't edit and I wing it attitude as this badge of honor. You know, look at me, I'm so good at podcasting. Like, I don't need all this process and structure. I don't need to do the things that you normal podcasters do because I'm a great podcaster. They were wearing these I don't edit and I wing it attitudes as these badges of honor. But those same podcasters were in certain circles and more closed circles, started to see them popping up, complaining that their podcast was hitting a plateau and that they were wondering why podcasting wasn't working for them anymore. So I started thinking about it. Well, look, it's rare that a TV show is completely ad-lib. It's rare that a complete musical performance is totally ad-lib. It's rare that a groom's wedding speech is completely ad-lib. And there's a reason. We can go off script for a little while, but digressing too much or talking because we think we're quote-unquote naturally good at it inevitably delivers a substandard piece of content that often requires a lot of work in post-production and editing to make it sound high quality and focused. We can pat ourselves on the back because of how great we are at talking, but it doesn't result in quality content. As a podcaster who produces 2 episodes per week, a Monday longer form episode about something that I feel is useful to you as a podcaster, and a Friday episode that is a question from my podcasting audience, I had a bit of an opportunity to experiment with what it feels like to deliver 2 weekly pieces of content that are prepared very differently. My Friday episode is completely unscripted. It's completely winged. Why? Well, it's a question from the podcasters of the world, my audience, my friends and people in podcasting. And as such, it means that it's something that I could answer over a beer or at an event in the very same way that I can during an episode. It's my job. That's what I do. And I see these episodes as one side of a conversation. But the Monday episode, that's an opportunity to be more considered about how I talk and how I deliver podcasts and education. I've got a chance to do something with that, to stand out more and really get under the skin of things. Could I bullet that out and riff around it? Yeah, of course I could. I've been doing this long enough. Would it be the best content for you right now listening to this? No, it wouldn't. My issue is, though, that for this show, the Podcast Accelerator, I don't like editing the audio. I don't like editing it in post. I don't. I feel that it takes away from the conversational approach that attracts podcasters to my style of education. Now, I do edit other podcasts. I'm not advocating for the I never edit badge of honor because I think that's a little bit crazy these days. But for this show, the unedited conversational style is part of the podcast. It's built and designed in to the brand and the show. It's not an accident or laziness. It's designed in. Alongside that episode, though, so every episode that I produce, this episode included, I send an email to podcasters who use our platform, so Captivate and so on, and to podcasters who have signed up to our general education email list about every single Monday episode that I produce. But during late 2020, I noticed that once I'd recorded the episode, I was writing the email and quality content, things that I'd missed from the episode were coming out in the writing. It surprised me because after 1,300 plus episodes, countless speaking gigs and virtual events and a generally loquacious personality, I thought I got it nailed. I thought my content was pretty much bulletproof. So why was this written content better than the episode it was based on? What was going on there? Well, it was because I was editing the audio after I'd recorded it, but I was doing that edit in the written word. That better, more focused content never made it back to the audio, though. I never re-recorded the episode. I was letting you down. In order to get better, then, I had to move my editing out of the edit and into the preparation, out of the back of the episode process, into the front at the beginning. So I made one simple tweak. The email that I sent to my audience about each longer form episode, I started writing that first. Simple and a stupid miss, right? Of course it is. Why didn't I think of that before? I can sit on it, edit it, focus it, and then record it in such a way that still sounds natural, like this. Sounds a little bit off the cuff, but that delivers much higher quality content quicker. I can still riff around it. And indeed, if you've got this email today, go and read it. I'm pretty much delivering that email, but I'm riffing around it as well. I'm going off topic, but coming back to it. My email became my script. It's a simple, simple change. But look, podcasting has gotten bigger and gets bigger every day. And the question that I get asked the most is, how do I grow my audience, Mark? And the answer should always start with make better content. So I want to ask you, are you wearing the I don't edit and I don't plan badges of honor? Because if you are, take them off. Your audience deserves better and you are far more talented than winging it. Let me know what I can do to help. Hit me up on Twitter @MrAsquith. Until the next time, keep on captivating.